At the last gathering that you hosted, when you greeted your friends and family, how did you feel? Were you well rested and feeling good? Or did you come to the door frazzled and starving? Today is all about giving yourself permission to enjoy your own very best love. And then, with gratitude, share the surplus. From Maui, Hawaii, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. When I think about putting myself first on my priority list, I flash back to the first dinner parties that I hosted, and it was not a pretty picture. For 3 days before the event, I cleaned my house like a mad woman, and it looked very nice when people showed up. The day of, I prepped the food and got everything ready, the silverware and placemats. I'm not a placemat kind of person, but for some reason, when I had people over, I got out the placemats. And when people showed up, they were happy to be there. I put on my game face that I was happy that they were there, but I was exhausted and I was starving because I wanted them to have the very best food. With work on becoming less codependent, I have thankfully shifted that mindset. When I have people over now, I am well rested when they arrive. I'm relaxed. I'm excited for them to be here because I have spent the day taking care of myself instead of running myself on empty until I'm exhausted, thinking that if I make the party really good for them, that they'll be happy and therefore I will be happy. A lot of it comes from experience. The first few times I had people over, of course it was nerve-wracking, and I learned from that. But a bigger part of that has been the inner work that I've done to really truly give myself permission to be number one on my priority list. When I prepare food for others, I let the first course be for me and me alone. Before anyone else shows up, I sample my food. I really enjoy it in my quiet kitchen with no one around. So when that initial round of appetizers comes out of the oven, when they're warm and they smell so good, choose the best one for yourself. Look down on that pan and the prettiest one, the very best one, eat it. Savor it. Have another one. Have two more. Have four more. You have permission. It's your food. Feed yourself first. Feed yourself until you are satisfied and happy. When you think about treating yourself as the honored guest and everyone else as lovely humans whom you adore, but they're second fiddle to you, how does this sit with you? If it makes you feel uncomfortable, you can get better with practice until it feels comfortable. Right after a quick break, I will share a wellness tool on how to invite yourself as the honored guest at your own party. All right. I am putting the finishing touches on my new book, Quiet Your Mind Chatter, which is a follow-up to my first book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. The title, Willing Souls, willing because you are willing to make changes to create an even more awesome life than you already have. Souls is spelled S-O-L-S, like the Spanish word for sun, because as you shed layers of mind chatter's lies, you become a beacon of light to others. A beacon shining in the dark, shining the light that you are. Okay, I'm getting a little carried away. Willing Souls is available on my site, Wellness with Lucky, and on Amazon. Today's wellness tool is I release, I receive. When you are practicing a new way of thinking, you release the old belief to make room for the new. The very comfortable belief that you can start working on releasing is the belief that you need to put yourself last on your list, if you're on the list at all. the belief that you can begin practicing is the belief that the healthiest place for you is at the top of your priority list. I have a couple of excellent resources to help you practice this I release, I receive technique. I'll put both of them in the show notes, and they're also on my website, wellnesswithlucky.com. How do you know if it's love or martyrdom? Before, quote unquote, helping someone else, ask yourself this question. Does this person really need my help with this? Or is this something he can figure out on his own? A wonderful, lovely human that I know exhausts herself in taking care of her teenage children. She feels good when she is in service to her kids, but when she gets to a point in her day when her kids do not need her, she feels lost. I hope that she hears this podcast and starts putting herself on her own priority list so that she can fill up her own cup instead of looking for value in herself only by helping others. When you ask yourself the question, does this person really need my help with this, or is this something he can figure out on his own? If the answer is, yes, this person actually needs my help with this, could use some support. Great. The next question to ask yourself, do I need to do this now or can it wait? The world will probably not end if you go do something for yourself first. I have quite a few friends who are new empty nesters, and they're adjusting to not having motherhood as their number one role. And I send them blessings and love and prayers through this transition. I'm not a mother, and my heart goes out to everyone who is in any part of motherhood, right at the beginning, the middle. Oh my goodness, such an admirable job. But as a woman, as a man, as a human, you have value. Being a parent, yes, I'm so thankful that you're doing a good job, doing your very best, imperfectly human job of being a parent. Keep it up. And you have value just on your own. I have value just on my own. I don't have any kids. So that's something that I've had to work on over the years, is recognizing my own value. Serving yourself first might feel uncomfortable for a while because you haven't practiced at it. You can become an expert at allowing your service to others to slide onto tomorrow's agenda. If someone is used to you being at their beck and call, as soon as they call you, you rush to them, it might take a minute to transition for that person and for you into a new way of thinking. If that person inquires about the delay in service, you can smile, you can thank him for sharing his thoughts, you can assure him that when you're done with your thing, he will have your 100% support and attention, and you're looking forward to that time. And then you could put your earbuds back in and crank up your tunes. You could pick up your paintbrush again. You could pick up your karaoke microphone, your knitting needles, whatever fun toy that you have been grooving on. Keep on grooving on it. You might be riddled with guilt. You might feel really uncomfortable in your own skin because you are making someone wait. They won't die. They'll be just fine. And when you practice at this, they'll get good at waiting. You are creating new expectations. You're releasing the old belief that your only value is in helping others. If you don't go help those others, something bad is going to happen. Your new belief that you're practicing is that you have value right now. You don't actually have to do anything to have value. That's pretty cool. Yes, you can find joy in helping others. That's awesome. Definitely be of service. But make sure that you are more and more often first on your own priority list. As we close out today's episode, I am excited for the opportunity for you to take care of yourself first. Then you get to take care of all of your independent humans with joy, 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 joy. When you deplete yourself, you feel sick. and the people you love don't ever get to spend time with the best you, the joyful you. Parents say to their kids, I want you to be happy. That's all I ever care about. That's all I ever want is I want you to be happy. Model those words. Don't be a role model for martyrdom. Model for everyone how to treat yourself well. If my podcast has been helping you and you want to continue receiving my support and making you lighter and brighter, read my book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. My book is available at wellnesswithlucky.com and on Amazon. If my podcast has been helping you, yes, God through me, baby. I love when that happens. Can you kindly download episodes and leave me a comment on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this? This helps other humans discover the show. If you have suggestions for future podcast episodes, I am all ears on Facebook and YouTube at Wellness with Lucky and on Instagram at Wellness Lucky. You can always reach out to me through wellnesswithlucky.com.